Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate, where our arms are opened and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I listened to the testimonies this morning, they touched my heart. Because the testimonies are a reflection of what God is doing in your life. And the message that God placed in my spirit this morning to share with the body is test of every sort. We're going to experience test of every sort in your life. I heard someone say this morning, without a vision, the people perish. When I was speaking to the people this Monday on celebrating Martin Luther King, we celebrate the person and we celebrate what he accomplished, but the Bible says that without a vision, we perish. The reason why I want to talk to you this morning about a vision, understanding that there's all kind of tests that you're going to go through in life. Amen. But what God wants to know, have you already placed your sight on him? Amen. There are children in the country today that are experiencing things in their life and they lost their vision. So they're hanging out on the street corners. Those that are married, you're going through something in your relationship and you lost your vision. Amen. And you don't feel as if you could continue to go on. I'm going to read a few scriptures with you this morning. And I hope that this word ministered to your heart. One of the things that was shared during testimony, there was a statement that was said. It says, a reason to serve God. A reason to serve God, that touches my spirit, because we have to understand that this is more than just a relationship. This is a way of life. When you allow God to manage your life, you're going to see that he's going to take you and put you in a better place. I don't know about you, but when I done it on my own, things went wrong. When I tried to manage how I do things, it never went right. But when I received the Lord in my life, he placed a vision in my spirit and he helped me walk righteously. And I thank God for the testimony, how the brother began to shear and cry. And some of us say, you know, why is it that he's crying? Because I don't know about you, but some of us have gone through some things in life. Some of us have been going through battles in life. And when God takes you from that place and brings you into a place in which now you can walk in righteousness, it makes you cry. It changes your heart. Only God can change the heart. I know so many times we were in relationships and we say, oh, why is not my husband going to church? Or why don't my kids want to go to church? Because they don't believe you really have a relationship with God. That's why this message is test of every sort. I want you to turn with me to James, first chapter, second verse. It says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And in the scripture, it was saying, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into temptation, because the end result brings what? Patience. So regardless of what you're going through, he is saying, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. It says, but let patience have its perfect works, that ye may be perfect, entirely wanting nothing. So when patience, when you allow patience to have its way in your life, you're going to find out that you want nothing. Now, this is how it is in our spiritual walk, as we go before the Lord and we say, Lord, I want you to do something for me. And when he doesn't do it right away, what do? We complain. Say, I'm not going to church this week. I'm not going to serve God. I'm not going to give God my relationship with him because he didn't come through. But patience is something that we're lacking because we don't believe that God is in control. You look at what's going on in the lives of people today. We're married and we don't want to tolerate one another. We're dealing with our children. We don't want to have patience. We're dealing with our jobs. We don't want to have patience. But then when we come into the house of God, we want it what? Right away. Why is it not working out? A relationship has to be managed. So God is saying to each and every one of us today is that he's trying to manage your lifestyle. He's trying to wake you up and get you in a place where you can operate in patience. It's easy to get up and testify and tell everybody, well, God is good. He's good all the time. It's easy to share a word. But what happens when you say that you go before God in prayer and you say, Lord, I'm in a situation in my relationship or with my children, and Lord, I need help right now. And you have to wait on him. Then all of a sudden you're waiting on him, and now you're losing faith. So let's look at the next scripture because I want to take my time this morning. It says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entirely wanting nothing. See, so you're going to want nothing. You're not going to need nothing because when you allow it to work perfectly in you. And the next part it says here in 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. It says in the 6th verse, it says, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the winds and tossed. And the next part it says in the 7th verse, it says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And it says in the 8th, it says, a double-minded man is what? Unstable in all his ways. Somebody say that again. In all his ways. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Unstable in all your ways. God is a faithful God, but he can't be faithful for you when you're not faithful to him. We are praying, we are asking God to grow spiritually, and we don't know that he's looking for us to be faithful. Now, in the scripture, it says that a man that is not, a double-minded man is unfaithful in all their ways. What does it mean to be double-minded? Double-minded means that you'll say you'll do one thing but won't actually do it. Double-minded means that you will profess something, but you really don't believe it. Double-minded is somebody that comes in and says, Lord, I love you, and that very evening when they go home, they lose their faith. Because something has happened in their life, and then now they're questioning God. What God wants us to see is that he's trying to bring you higher spiritually. But in all your ways, you're going to always find yourself trying to overcome a battle. What is that battle? That battle is you. That battle is your mind. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but there's spirits that are attacking the minds of people. Looking in a country, you had a gentleman recently at a concert, he was shooting down on people and killing them. Remember that? A lot of people are losing their mind. They're losing their hope in life. And know what they're doing? They're saying, "Hey, listen, I'm not only going to take myself out, but I'm going to take y'all with me." This is what the enemy wants to do to people. When the brother came up and testified, see how God can take something that's broken and fix it? Amen. Do you think the enemy is happy? No. Do you think the devil is sitting by the wayside and saying, "Well, you know, I'm going to let him go"? No. He's going to come and he's going to bring an attack on you. He's going to come after your family, after your relationship, after your job, because you have stood up and said, "I have faith and trust in God." Now you're going to have to be tried and tested. This is where we have a problem, because we don't realize that the test is going to bring patience. Now, it's hard to have patience when you want something like this. But when you know that God is on your side, you don't change your mind. Just like Sunday morning, as you see, God is growing the church, but you know if everyone's here, we don't have any room. But our minds are not made up to be faithful. Our minds are not made up to be establishing all our ways. Now, to be established in all your ways, you just have to do one thing. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. How many of you have been in a relationship before? And in that, when you say, let's talk about courting. When you're dating, especially the men, and you call up the young lady that you want to go out with, and you call her up and say, "Well, listen, I'm going to come by and pick you up at 8 o'clock. All right? Now, that's what you expect. You said 8 o'clock. And you get off the phone. You're excited. You hang up your phone. "Oh, yeah, I'm going on a date. Ooh." What do? You get ready. You get excited. You get yourself together. Do you leave your house at 8 o'clock? I don't know, because some of us do. You're all excited. You said, "I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. If they live in Massachusetts, say Lowell, and Nashua, it's a half an hour to get to Lowell. Are you going to leave at 8 o'clock, or are you leaving at what?
7 o'clock.
I like that. See, our elders know. She said what?
7.
The young people are like, "I leave at 7:50. No, I leave at 7:32. Because I can get there right on time." This is what we do at our job, too. You got to be at work at 7. You leave the house at 5 of. You like, "It takes 15 minutes to get there." Well, I'm going to, you flying down there. And then all of a sudden, a cop stops you, and then you have a bad day. What is that? That's no patience. And you refuse to apply the principle of managing your character. And then the end results, we want to blame the other person. Now, you're that individual. You established the time. You made the date. You made the phone call. This is what we're doing with God. We're making the call. We're saying, "Lord, I need you. I need your help. Lord, Father, please do it for me." And God is saying to you that you made the plan. And just like in the date, what we do, we start to waver. We're like, we want that date, but we don't want to go through the things that will cause you to be responsible to be on time, to be responsible to manage that relationship. Now you get there, and you're 10 minutes late. And now the young lady's like, "Well, now you got to make a decision. Should I go, or should I stay home? Because he ain't serious." Now on the other end, we that are the young ladies, We were told at 8 o'clock. He shows up at 20 minutes early, maybe 7:45. And you sitting out there waiting in your car, waiting for her. And then she yells out, "I'll be out there in a few minutes. I'll be right there." And then now it's 7:59. She waves out, and you see the hair thing still in her hair. Got the rollers still in her hair. I'm going to be out 1 minute, 1 minute. You see what I'm saying here? It takes two to tangle. You both, see, the thing is that God is, he's responsible for what his word says. The Bible says men lie, but God does not lie. So when God said it, but in his word, he said, patience, what does it do? What does patience do? It will perfect you. See, so God wants us to understand that if he said it in his word, that means there's a result that's going to come through it. Now, look at these relationships today. Now, let's talk about managing. We went over the scenario where, okay, one was late, the other one wasn't. How about you both late? You just get used to always being late. But then you get into a relationship. Now you require one another to do things that are right. If you establish your relationship not being faithful and not being patient with one another, what do you get? A mess. So God is saying that patience works out. What does it say? My brother, count it all joy when you fall into temptation. But his next verse said, but let your patience have a perfect work. Perfect work. So you can't come to pastor and say, "Pastor, why isn't this happening?" You know how we do. Why isn't this happening? Why can't this happen yet? We're building a ministry right here. You see what God is doing. Give God some praise for what he's already done. When we started the church, we said, we came from Pelham, and God assigned me here, left the established church to come build the work. When we came, we had these keyboards. I set up keyboards and the drums. We had no musician. Patience works like this. You said it, that settles it. Without a vision, the people perish. So the vision was, I said, "Lord, we're going to have a ministry where the youth are going to come. We're going to have a ministry where we're going to record. We're going to do things with the music. We're going to exalt your name." Guess what? Sunday number first, no music. Sunday number two, no music. Third, next month, 4 months. But patience works. When you have patience, you declare what God says for your life. You have to declare it, and you have to understand that you cannot be double-minded. God said, "I'm already going to do it. But now I'm working out patience in you. Because I'm trying to establish you so that you shall be blessed. Your family shall be blessed." We don't have patience with one another. How many of us said, "Lord, save my husband, save my wife"? Now they say, y'all can't work together in the church. You can't pray together at home. You can't be in agreement with anything. God is not happy with it. He's not happy. So it says in the seventh verse, it says, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." And this is where God is going with this message. We haven't been tried and tested. We believe that the way we're living, we're going to receive something from God. It's nice that I can talk. It's nice that I can sing. It's even nice that if I can shout and I can praise God. But God is saying, if you're not faithful, if you're double-minded, you can't be trusted. And God can use you. God wants to use you, church. He wants to grow you spiritually. Just like the sister said in her testimony, it was her second week. What I want to say to each and every one of us is that make a promise to the Lord, make a vow to God and keep it. Because guess what? Your family is on the line. Your children's life is on the line. You had already put in your request and God already heard it. But now he wants to know, are you patient? Are you going to be faithful? Is your mind established on him? Established on him means, listen, I don't care what anyone tells me. I'm going to do what God say do and watch him bless me. Amen. Give God some praise. There's a scripture in Luke 12, 22. It says, therefore, I say unto you, this is what the Lord says. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on it. Is not that life more than meat, and the body more than remnant? So the word of God is saying, take no thought on it. In the 26th verse, it says, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? That's my word. Are you not much better than they? So the part about faithfulness and stability in your mind, you don't need to worry about it. God's got it. He's going to bless you. He's going to keep your household together. But he said, we're taking our time worrying. I'm going to ask you a question. If you say you're here right now and something happened outside of this building, you're not aware that it happened. Is that right? So you would not be worrying. But once you receive the message that something, maybe something happened at the house. Now that event already took place. But because you did not receive a word or a message, guess what? You're not worried. You see? This is what's going on, is we don't realize that God wants us to learn to place all our cares in his hands. We're trying to manage something when we said, Lord, you take it. He said, but listen, if I'm going to take it, you can't be double-minded. That means you can't ask for it back. That's what we do. We take it back. Hey, Lord, here you are. Then don't go right. Come on, I'll take it then. You done messed it up anyway. You took it. You messed it up. It's like, you know, I remember when I was first learning how to cook. And you learn how to make a cake. And you just cheat on some of the directions. Anyone done that before? Well, I don't need 2 eggs. I'll put 1 egg in there. Well, I don't need oil. I'll put some water in there. You don't get the same results. Is that right? You don't get the same results. You get a cake that you're like, this is gummy. I got to get my good teeth in. You get a different result because you refuse to follow the instructions. Why is it that we believe that because you're saved and born again, have the Lord in your life, and because you can twitch? This is what we got. See, I used to call that the robot or something. We feel that because we got the twitch or we got the move or we got the shout, that God is in control of it. God is saying that I want you to know that your life needs to either be managed by you or me. Amen. So I'm going to ask you a question. God is saying, who are you releasing yourself over to? Yourself, the flesh? Or you're going to give yourself over to the Lord and not worry about it? Not worry about it. You do what God requires of you, and God is going to give the increase. You know, that's why God is saying, I'm trying to fix you. I'm trying to make it work this thing out. You keep on taking it from me. You figure that if you do it, it'll be better. Well, the mess you're in is because you did it. You see what I'm saying? We did it. We decided to do it without listening to the Lord. Now, double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. So do you want to, when you look at somebody, you can tell who they are because they're unstable. When the bishop assigned me this location, there's some people say, well, I don't ever see you up there all the time. No, I was assigned right here. I'm established right here. You don't see pastor taking a trip every week because I miss everybody. I got to go back to my other church. That's unstable. The church has to see in me that I believe in what God is doing right here. Somebody give God the praise. Unstable in all your ways. So when God said it, that settles it. You're going to do what God said.
Thank you for joining us today. And if the Word of God has blessed your heart, come on down and visit us every Sunday at 10 o'clock and Wednesday for Bible study at 7. 1850 Elm Street, Manchester. This has been Revival Today.